Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you all again as we continue with episode 10 of bringing the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships and our families and our homes. So today the name that we're going to discuss is Al-Jabbar. The name Al-Jabbar of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the compeller. What does it mean to compel? Essentially, when we look at the word compel, we may think of negative connotations when applied to the human being. Of course, we know the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supersede anything that we could enact upon here on earth. But when we think of compelling in a human sense of the term, many times in the relationship dynamic, compelling someone to do something may feel very much like controlling someone. In the relationship between husband and wife, it's very frequent that we'll see this as an issue or a block in the relationship, where one partner feels like there is control that is exerted upon him or her. And oftentimes, you know, the understanding of الرجال قوامون عن النساء, which is the men are the protectors of the woman, can often be misinterpreted or applied incorrectly in a way where it becomes an issue of control or of forceful compelling. And this, of course, is not of the deen, because there is no such thing as compelling someone to do something or controlling someone's action in a marriage relationship that is meant to be a partnership. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described in his last khutbah, in his last words to the ummah before his passing, he spoke of the rights that men have over women, but the rights that women also have over men. And in those last words, he reminded the ummah, he told the men of the ummah, in describing the husband and wife relationship, he told them to be kind and to be compassionate, because husband and wife, in the description of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are like partners. And that partnership is not built upon one person controlling the other. It's not built upon forceful compelling, but instead it's built upon compassion, instead it's built upon connection, and instead it's built upon understanding one another and compromising rather than controlling. So I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to bless our marriages, bless our homes, bless our families, and allow us all to reap the benefits of these last 10 nights of Ramadan and to be the best that we can be to our families, to our spouses, to our children, and in our homes. Jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.